Okay, so today we're going to talk about the burning bush, the revelation by the snare, the revelation of the thorn bush, and why specifically does Hashem reveal himself to Moshe or Shekhinah for the first time by the snare. We're going to develop four different approaches. I'm sure you've heard, or some of you have researched, have studied, have learned some of them, and there are many. We're going to learn four this evening, and they're not at all mutually exclusive. So we begin. Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph Moshe Hayaroet Son Yisrael Chosno Kohen Midyan Vayinag Esatzon Achar Midbar. Moshe is the shepherd for the sheep of Yisrael, who's the priest of Midyan, and Moshe leads the sheep by the desert. Vayavo El Har HaElokim Choreva, and Moshe arrives at the mountain of God by Chore, which is Har Sinai. So an angel of God appears to Moshe with this flame, with a fiery flame that is within, inside the thorn bush. And Moshe saw, he saw that the thorn bush was burning with the fire, but it's not being consumed. And Vayomer Moshe, Surina Veres, Amara Gadol Zeh, Madu Leivaris Zeh. So Moshe says, I'm going to turn now and I want to see this amazing vision. Why does a thorn bush not burn? And we just skip a little bit. And God appears to Moshe and he tells Moshe that he's heard the cries of the Bnei Israel, and he wants to send Moshe to free the Bnei Israel. And now go, and I will send you El Paro to Paro Votzeas and Bnei Israel Mitzrayim, and take my people out of Egypt. And Moshe refuses. Who am I to go to Paro? How could I take Bnei Israel out of Egypt? But Yomer, and God says, I will be with you. This is the sign that I sent you. When you take this people from Egypt, you will serve God on this mountain. So I want to address three different questions. Number one is, why is the revelation with a thorn bush? And we're going to give four different approaches. Number two, what's the function of the angel? And number three, how is God's statement about serving Hashem in the mountain a response to Moshe's question of who is he to be God's messenger? So how does Pasuk Yud Beis respond to Pasuk Yud Aleph? And I'm going to try to answer the last two questions as I deal with the first question. Why is the revelation through a thorn bush? So tell me, what have you learned so far in your studies? What's the significance of the thorn bush that's burning, not being consumed? What does that signify? Does that conjure up any images, or is there a message that you can think about?
Bnei Israel not consumed, maybe.
So now that you're saying that the Bnei Israel, the Bnei Israel is the snap. You're saying that Bnei Israel is the snap.
Thorny situation, but we'll be with you.
Are you saying that? Wait. I'm sorry. The Bnei Israel is the snare, and then what are you saying, Baruch?
I'm saying, you guys think the Bnei Israel, you guys are in a thorny situation. It's not comfortable there. Mitzvah,
okay. Who's the fire? What's the fire represent?
Could be the fire of Mitzvah,
Okay, so now there's the snare is the prickly situation. The fire is also Mitzvah. Okay. Any other thoughts?
It's certain that Moshe would walk over to the bush because it's something attractive and different, so what the message is sure to get through to them. The message that Yehoshua wants to get through.
Okay, so now you're just saying that this was right. Now there was okay. So on one level, Hashem did something that was created something that was unusual, something that is unnatural that would grab Moshe's attention, right? So I think that's true. And we're going to develop that idea a little bit as well. Of course, the question, though, is why this specific item? So I'll share with you four different approaches. So the first...
I was just thinking about it, that the word sneh and sinai are very similar.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And we're not going to discuss it.
Rabbi, the sneh is a small, it's a short bush, doesn't have too many leaves.
Right.
It also shows the same like Har Sinai that was small and short.
Right.
Humble, right. It shows humbleness.
Right, the sense of humility, the Sneh and the Sinai are both humility, right. Which represents that we should be in a state of humility when we, as a nation, that we should be, we're a different type of nation, that it's not simply... That we, it's not simply that for the chosen nation, we're chosen to be powerful and strong, we're chosen to be humble. So there's some idea about that. That's nice. So I'm going to share with you four different approaches. There are many, but I'm just giving you four. The Midrash Haggadah says, Mitoch Hasneh, lo mitoch Hasneh, v'lo mitoch Ilan Acher. Why specifically from the thorn bush, no other tree? Amar Kadosh Baruch Ani Karisi Karasi Al Atzmi. I'm calling on myself. Imo Anochi Bitsara. I am with him in pain. Haim Nesuni Bishibud. And they are enslaved. Vani Nigleb Mitochasna. I will be revealed from inside the thorn bush. Shakulo Koti Vamakom Tsar. That it's full of thorns and it's a very narrow place. Kiviyachal. Nigle mitoch hakotzim, as it were, God is revealed from the thorn. So, and Rashi quotes this midrash mitoch hasneh v'lo ilan acher, mishum imo nochi b'tzara. So, the Bnei Yisrael are suffering, and that's what the thorn bush symbolizes. The fire is God, right? God very often when He manifests His Shekhinah, His presence on this earth, it's very often with fire. Right. Har Sinai, the revelation was with fire. The when God comes down, as it were, to show that He's with the Bnei Yisrael in Parsha Shmini, when they offer sacrifices, so the fire comes down from heaven. There's something about fire which seems to represent God's presence on this earth. So God is in the thorn bush, meaning don't think that we're suffering alone. God, as it were, is suffering along with us. That's one idea. The Gur Aryeh just makes the point. You can't really say that God is actually suffering. Because God's beyond time, beyond space. God does not suffer. That God is bound up with Klal Yisrael. And He's with them constantly. In other words, God's presence on this earth is dependent on our success. God's success on this earth, God's kingship depends on how we're doing. Because if we represent God's kingdom and we are being persecuted, so then God's kingship is not being recognized. So there's something missing. In God, not God obviously is perfect, but His malchus depends on people serving Him. And therefore, he appears in the thorn bush. Hamora lachal al ki in machusto bishleba. So now, when Bnei Yisrael are suffering in Egypt, there's something lacking in God's kingship. Vizel perish imo nochem. Sorry, this is what it means. I am with him in tzara, in dire straits. Well, to lomar shehu am Yisrael, shehu im Yisrael b'tzara. He's with Klal Yisrael in their calamity. Umiachar shehu imam b'tzara machusto bishlebut. And since he's with them, so his kingship is not complete. Lefich nigla mitoch hasneh, therefore he was revealed from the snare. Ochein roi lechalodas, ki kol inyon zeh mitzad olam hazeh, ki Yisrael heim b'olam hazeh. This notion of God's kingship being incomplete, that's only in this world. V'chasher Yisrael batzara az ein machuz v'shem v'shem olam hazeh. When Klal Yisrael are in dire straits, so God's kingdom is not complete in this world. Aval. Etzim Kavodo, the essence of God's glory, Baruch Von Hashem Komo. Blessed is the glory of Hashem from His place. It's not in this world, but from His place, somewhere distant. It appears that God's kingship is lacking to us, humanity, but in reality, God is perfect. There is nothing lacking. So, this first idea of why. In the thorn bush, God reveals Himself, is to sort of share with us that God, as it were, is with us as we suffer.
Could it be also that, you know, things go bad, everybody all of a sudden says the healing. Because that's when you call out to Hashem, when everything's good, you go, no, what, you know.
Right, right. So that, you know, it actually
fits into this. In other words, if you're in Tzoras, he's telling Moshe, listen, if you're in Tzoras, that's when you call out.
Right. Now, don't think that I'm not with you, I'm not with you when you're suffering. Because it's almost as if you would think that God's not with us, so why should I pray to him? No, I'm with you, and therefore you should pray to me as well. Yeah, I agree with that. The Chizkuni has a different approach. And he says that Vasnei Nene Ukal Os Keneged Mitzrayim V'Yisrael. This is a sign to correspond to Egypt and Klal Yisrael. Ki Ha'oyev Nimshal La'esh. The enemy is compared to fire. So according to Chizkuni, it's not God. The enemy is the fire. V'Yisrael Lisne and Klal Yisrael is like the thorn bush. Just like the fire cannot extinguish the thorn bush, so too the enemy cannot get rid of Klai. So even though Bnei Yisrael are like this snare, they're this lowly tree, they're a lowly nation, and there's this powerful fire that's trying to consume us, destroy us, annihilate us. So the message is, it's not going to happen. We will not be destroyed. So again, either God's with us, that's the fire, or no, the fire is the enemy, but we're never going to be consumed. Rav Soloveitchik has a fascinating explanation in the Sefer that the Rav Shechter wrote called Mipnine Harav. And we'll read a large chunk of it. He says the following. Parsha Shmos, Aleph. Vayera Balach Hashem Elav Balav Asnesh Mitoch Hastev Vayar Videi Hastev Bor Vayesh Vaseret Elukal. So he cites this pasuk. Moshe is wondering why is the thorn bush not being consumed. Venir Lafaris says Rav Soloveitchik, it seems to explain Sheis Haisa Beemtzao, that the fire was in the middle, Uvalibo Shel Hasna, and in the heart of the thorn bush, Aval Mibachutz Haya Snaze Dome Lachol Sna Chersha Bimbar. The fire was inside the snare, but outside it seemed like any other snare, like any other thorn bush. Vazeh haya tamuya Moshe. This is why Moshe was wondering. My time, or my time, eno esh mispashet bipnimius hasnare hachutza. Why isn't the fire spreading from the inside of the thorn bush outward? Vazeh shiva kadosh baruch hu. And about this, God responded to Moshe. Ro ra'isi. I've seen. V'isa shama b'midrash rabba. And it says in Midrash Rabba, K'shoy Yisrael b'mitzrayim. When Klai Yisrael were in Egypt. Ro'a kadosh baruch hu ma'ashe asidim la'asos. God saw what would happen in the future. Who the Abar. This is why the pasuk says, Ra'o ra'isi. The double language of I, Ra'o ra'isi. I've seen. Ra'isi lo namar. It didn't say, I've seen. Ela Ra'o ra'isi. A double vision. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says to Moshe, Moshe, ata ro'eh riyachas, you only see one vision. V'ani ro'eh shterios, I see two visions, ayin sham. V'esh lefarish b'zeh. So we need to explain this. The Moshe Rabbeinu Amar, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Achein no da davar. He said in Perek Beis, after he smote the the Egyptian, and then the two men came to him and said, oh, we know what you did. Moshe said, oh, it's obviously this matter is known. Vevi Shema Rashi Veshema Medrash. And Rashi brings the name of the Medrash. Moshe Ayah Tamiya Machato Yisrael Mikol Ainumo Seos Nirdim Bavodos Parach. Why are Bnei Yisrael so much worse than all the other nations to suffer with such harsh labor? Uchesamar Sheroy Hu Shehem Ruim Lakach. At this point in time, he said, oh, I know why they're fit. He said, they're not really so great. Achein no daha davar. Now I understand why they're suffering. Because these two people were telling on Moshe Rabbeinu. Or these two people were fighting. Right? Whatever the sin was, whatever the fault was, Moshe so understood that this nation is not so great. I understand why they're being punished. And And similarly, when Moshe saw the burning bush and God told him, I want you to send you to Egypt, Moshe says, who am I to go to Pyro? Can I take Bnei Israel out of Egypt? Uperishim Rashi. And Rashi explained there, what merit does Klal Yisrael have that a miracle should happen? I should take him out of Egypt. Kikafi sheistaka Moshe Rabbeinu al hachitzodius shel Yehudim lo rabahem sheyu ruim legula. When Moshe saw the externals of Klal Yisrael, he saw what they looked like from the outside. He didn't think that they were worthy to be freed, to be redeemed. So that's why God showed him the appearance of the thorn bush. That God shows to Moshe, I have a double vision. You only see the outside, I also see the inside. And I know that inside every Jew, there's a fire of love that is hidden. It's drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And vahit masrut ilav lemarot hamareh hakar hanireit michetzoniuto, and that the desire to come to God despite the cold vision that is seen from the outside. That's what we say in the Haggadah. Avadim hayinu leparo mitzrayim, we were slaves to Paro in Egypt. Ve'inomrim avdei paro hayinu, we don't say that we are slaves of Paro. Now, Paro's servants were Avde Paro. Halu Avde Hashem. We are Avde Hashem. We're not Avodim La Hashem. What's the difference between an Eved of someone or an Eved La someone? The Avde Hashem, a servant of God, Mashmo Shezehu Etzem Hamahut Shal Yudi. This is the essence of the Jew. This is who we are. We are servants. Our essence is that we're servants to God. Vizehu Yod, and our identity. Benigu Lavodim Lib Paro. At this time, we were slaves to Paro, but that's not our essence. Shemashmo Shebechitzoni Yosam Bilvad Buvan Politi Vasociali Hoyovodim Laparo. From a political and social perspective, we were slaves to Paro. Avo Be'etzem Mahutam. Bepiniyutam Be'emet Hayu Berechorim. But in their essence, in their insides, they were truly free people. Ve'inyan ze yisotu biyadus. And this is a foundational principle in Judaism. Shelachol yudi yesh ahava hamasuteret laKadosh Baruch Hu. That every Jew has a hidden love for God. Valpiza yispira beidos divrei Rambam hilchos tshuva shekvar hivticha Torah shesofan sheYisrael lasos tshuva. That's why the Rambam promises that at the end of the days, Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. Va'af chelak me'atziyunim achilonim. And even says that many of the secular Zionists who seem to hate the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, and they commit blasphemy, they say horrible things about them, in the inside, the Pintala Yid, they yearn for God, just like a deer seeks out the water. That's why they're so angry on every aspect of religion. Because they recognize they're lacking something. They don't want to admit it. But even to themselves, that every Jew has a natural love that pushes him to do the will of God. Salvezik, by the way, has another piece where he talks about, this is the idea, you know, the Medrash, which says the Malach touches the baby, teaches the baby Torah inside the, you know, in utero, then touches the baby, forgets everything. So what's the purpose of teaching him? So if Salvezik explained that, no, the Jew has a natural desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is consistent with this idea. And he cites the Balatanya, Beluki Torah, Kayol Taroga Fike Mayim, Shayal, the deer, the doe, Dibshach Bofen, instinctivi Elamayim, is instinctively drawn to water. Miblishia vin lanu alech, without understanding why he's drawn. V'hachanami adam iskagel akiras alkim. So too man is longing to draw close to God. Miblishia vin esmahu machapis, without understanding what he's searching. V'zel kol yenoshel sefer Kohelet. This is the whole idea of sefer Kohelet. She'adam avakish u'machapis achar shparchu, that man seeks and searches after God. He doesn't understand, doesn't recognize his vachoshev shahaya mechapes achar ashirut v'tanugim v'dvar b'chayim, and he thinks that what he really wants is wealth and pleasures and other things. V'nira shalakach yesh bizmanin baya kokach hamura shabriyat hanefesh, mental, mental health, helta. He says there's a major severe problem of mental health nowadays. Dimikoch rig she'ava musuteret shebelev kol yudid darkly moshik achar mitzvos. That emotionally our hidden love in every Jew is to go after the mitzvahs, to the will of God. If we don't do that, yargish ba'atzba enochiut, enochiut, that we feel something's missing. V'lo tiyalo menuchas hanefesh, we don't have peace of our soul. Heyot sheyia akur misharsho, because we're uprooted from our roots. V'adam sheish lo ritzon chazak le'eze inyan, person who has a strong desire for something. Uma'akvim al yadomi lekaim ritzono, and he's prevented from fulfilling his desire. Miyad hu nofel b'chol iruch, then he doesn't feel good anymore. Kinyan hamunah b'kadosh baruch hu yosi mashi chova hamotelt al dam tzorach gadol hu lamo. It's not simply an obligation, but it's a need, an internal need. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, the message God shared with Moshe is that Klal Yisrael, yeah, they're suffering. They didn't get into the snare that much. Either their lowly self or their suffering. But the fire is inside the snare. You can't see it. You can't see it. And maybe, you know, sometimes they seem very prickly. They seem, not so great. They seem like a lowly thorn bush from the outside. But inside, they have a fire. They have a passion to do the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a third approach. But there's a fourth approach. The fourth approach will begin with Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra points out that he says Vizela Chahaos. So let's go back to this pasuk here. That Hashem, Moshe says, "Who am I to go to Paro? Can I take Bnei Yisrael of Egypt?" And Hashem says to Moshe, "Ki ayay mach, I'll be with you, Vizela Chahaos. And this will be for you for a sign." What's the os? The sneh. The sneh is the sign. So first of all, it was a malach Hashem that appears to Moshe and speaks to Moshe. It's not a malach Elohim. The difference between a malach Hashem and a malach Elohim is Elohim is teva, nature. Yud kei vav kei malach Hashem, he's saying Lamala mina teva, above nature. So this may go back to Sandra's point a little bit here. So the sign, when Moshe says, "Who am I to go to Paro and take Bnei Yisrael of Mitzrayim?" So the Malach of Hashem, the angel about transcending nature, says, the sneh is, he's hinting that the sneh is the sign. He says, "Kizeh mokom uchar shtaduni shabbat." This is a good place that you should serve me here. Why should you serve me by the sneh of Sinai? Why? Because the sign of a burning thorn bush is that it transcends nature. This is the nature of Moshe's mission. Moshe wants to, who am I to lead Paro, to go to Paro, to lead Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim? No, Moshe, this is your mission, to lead a nation that will transcend nature in serving God. And Moshe, in fact, is a fitting leader of this nature, of this nation, because he himself transcended nature when he gave up all the power in the world. He gave up royalty to save a Hebrew. And this is what it means to be a Jew, to transcend our natural instincts. Of course, Moshe says, how can Bnei Yisrael leave Egypt? And God says, of course you can. Of course Bnei Yisrael can leave Egypt. The whole experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim will be one that will transcend nature, because our very existence and the way we live our lives will transcend nature. And that is represented by the sneh that's bo'er va'esh, that's burning with the fire, and it's not being consumed. The Hashem, in introducing himself to Moshe with the burning bush, is conveying to Moshe a partnership of transcendence between God and Klal Yisrael. Moshe is wondering, who am I to go to Paro, to take Bnei Yisrael of Egypt? And God's response is that godliness is inside of us, and therefore we will transcend nature. And in fact, the Ramban points out in his introduction to Sefer Shemos that this is the book of Galut and Gula, the book of redemption, of exile and redemption. And what is the redemption? And the Ramban points out, "Vinei Galut einen nishlam ad yom shuvam amakom velmalat avotam yeshuvu." The exile doesn't end when they return to their place and to their place of their ancestors. Because if this is really the book of Galut and Gula, it should end, and if Gula is a physical place, then it should end when they get to Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't end there. "Uchshiyatu mitzrayim afal pi shiyatu mibeis avadim adayin yechashvu golim ki ayu be'eretz alohem nevuchim ba'midbar." When they left Egypt from a house of slaves, they were still exiled in a land that wasn't theirs, wandering in the desert. "Uchshibol har Sinai," when they reach Har Sinai, "va'osu ha'mishkan," and they make the Mishkan. And Hashem causes His Shechina to dwell amongst them. Then they return to the place of their ancestors. That's the sort of the secret of God. Merkava. This is really the Merkava, the divine chariot of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer is complete. Gula is complete when what? When the Mishkan is built. In other words, according to Ramban, real Gula is not a place. Real Gula is a state of being. And that's the message of the thorn bush. It's the message of transcending nature. And I think all four, again, there are many different approaches to why we have this burning bush in the first revelation from God to Moshe. And I very much enjoy these particular explanations because they work in tandem with each other. And it's sending a message to Moshe as he's introducing himself to Moshe about what it means to be a Jew. He first tells Moshe that God is with us. God is with us even in slavery. And that means you can still pray to God, still connect to God even in slavery. Number two, it seems bad, but we will not be destroyed. We're going to be bo'er va'esh by nenu kav. We will not be destroyed. Have faith, have emunah. Number three, each member of Klal Yisrael has a hidden passion ready to be unleashed. We're like a snail, prickly on the outside, but inside we have a burning passion and our very existence. And number four, our very existence defies logic and defies nature. And therefore, we are commanded to live a life to transcend our nature. Each of these messages are critical, were critical messages to give to Moshe at the beginning of the formation of Klal Yisrael. And these are all messages that are very relevant for us to this very day.